Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. I'm so glad you were able to join me. I've been looking forward to this time together, and I know the Lord has some good things for us. There's much to share, and I just would like to open the broadcast now with prayer. Father, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, that you are a mighty God. You are a gracious God, a God of long-suffering and mercy. You are a holy God. And Lord, I thank you that you are moving in powerful ways around this earth. The word says, Lord, you will pour out your Spirit upon all flesh. And Lord, I thank you that in these closing days of time, you are moving to bring in a great multitude of fish, of people, of souls, Lord, that will respond to the call of the gospel. Thank you, Lord, for those of us who have walked with you, who know your graciousness, your kindness, your mercy, your forgiveness. And Lord, we're asking that you will equip us. Lord, anoint the body of Christ that we might come into full stature, into maturity. And Father, I pray, Lord, for my radio family, my spiritual family, my listening audience, Lord, that you will just stir a zeal and a hunger in their hearts to be all that they would be, all that you would have them to be. And Lord, that they would hunger and thirst after righteousness. And Lord, you said if we would do that, verily we would be fed. So thank you, Lord, for this time that we share. And Holy Spirit, we ask for your anointing, not only in the word that is preached, but Lord, also on the ears of the listeners, that you would make it pertinent and personal to every heart in Jesus' name. I thank you for it, Lord. Praise God. Well, it is a blessing to be able to share the word of the Lord. And if you've walked with the Lord and you understand what the gospel gives to us, we have been created as new creatures with the righteousness of God in Christ. And having said that, we understand that the Lord has cleansed us from sin, not only past sin, but that he allows us to walk in a place of righteousness, that we don't have to sin. It's not a part of the life of a Christian. Now, do we? Yes, because we're continually tested by the world, the flesh, and the devil. But God's words assures us that if we fall, if we fail, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and if we confess our sins, he's just and faithful to forgive us our sins, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And while we have been given the grace of God, beloved, this does not give us a license to sin. And I've been concerned through the years, as I've heard stories of some who profess to be Christians, they talk the talk, but they don't walk the walk. And there are many who are playing around with things that are not godly. And beloved, we are serving a holy God. And God, he says in his word, be therefore holy, for I am holy. Now that not only means to be set apart for the use of God, sanctified for his purpose, but that we should have an active desire to be pleasing before him, that we should abhor sin, we should hate the things that the devil has introduced into the world, the violence and the crime and the pornography and the things that are a hallmark of the wicked generation. And beloved, if we refuse to walk in holiness, well, we will simply not know the fullness of the glory of the Lord in our lives. And if the church refuses to purge itself of sin in its camp, remember not so long ago I shared the story of Joshua and all of Israel. They were defeated because there was sin in the camp, the sin of Achan. He had taken of the accursed thing as they were conquering Jericho. And so it's a very serious thing. We all affect and influence one another, maybe not in the natural, but in the spirit. Why? Because we're one body. If there's a part of your body that's sick, if there's infection in part of the body, don't you think that's going to affect your body? Of course it will. And so there's a spiritual parallel, which we have to consider, that if God's people are not actively seeking after righteousness, then definitely the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ is being hindered. And God wants to manifest himself in all the power of his glory in us as he moves to minister to this generation. God is raising up an army of saints who will refuse to compromise their faith or their holiness with the world. Now, perhaps before I go any further, we ought to take a look and understand what holiness is. And holiness, in simple terms, is just being in one accord with the mind of God, with the will of God. It's not a volume of thou shalt nots. It's not legalism. It's not adhering to man-made creeds or dogmas. It's simply doing what God says to do. It's loving what he loves and hating what he hates. In Ephesians, the fourth chapter, and I want to start reading at verse 14, the word of the Lord says that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. And then he goes on to say that because we belong to the Lord, we shouldn't walk as the world does, as other Gentiles, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through ignorance that is in them, because their hearts are blind. But it says in verse 20, ye have not so learned Christ, if so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. And then he goes on to be very specific. Put away lying. Don't be angry. Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Don't give place to the devil. If someone had stolen in their life as a sinner, they're not to steal anymore, but rather to labor, working with their hands the things which are good. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. Verse 30 says, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. We read these familiar verses. Do we really understand what it's saying? Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. There in the final verses of that particular chapter, chapter 4, Paul is saying how this evidences itself, this walk of holiness. And in the fifth chapter of Ephesians, verse 26, we find Paul wrote this of the church, so that he might sanctify her, that's Jesus, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word. Verse 27, that he might present the church to himself in glorious splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such things, that she might be holy and faultless. Praise God. Well, I want to turn over right now to John. We're going to look at the 15th chapter, verse 1, and I'm going to read, well, through 5. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. These are the words of Jesus. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. Again, this is a hallmark of the Christian. They are to bear fruit. And beloved, as we really consider the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, and as we read the Word of God, and God gives us understanding, we have to learn to discern. It is not our place. We cannot judge the heart. Only God truly knows the heart of a person. But the Word of God says there are false sheep, false brethren, false prophets, deceivers that will increase in the end times. And not everyone that names the name of Jesus is a Christian. Well, I see that my time has flown away, and I'm going to have to reserve these kinds of comments till tomorrow's broadcast as we go on to look at what the Lord is doing in His church. I hope your heart is hungering after the things of God, hungering after the Lord, not just His gifts, but the giver of the gifts. Praise God. Now, if you're going through a battle, this ministry has been raised up by the Lord to stand as a partner in prayer. In just a moment, the announcer is going to give our contact information. I invite you to write. Doesn't have to be a long letter. Send that email, and when I receive it, I'll pray for you and send back whatever the Lord gives. Thank you so much for joining me today. I love you. God bless you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.